Hello and welcome to Euractiv's Agri-Food Brief. I'm Natasha Foote and here's your weekly update on all things agriculture and food in the EU from Euractiv's Agri-Food News team. Our top story of the week. In a recent tweet, the EU Agricultural Commissioner has said that it will be necessary to address the problem of intensive farming in some EU countries in the EU flagship environmental policy, the Green Deal, if agriculture is to be sustainable. This has garnered mixed reactions. In other agri-food news, the French government has been ordered by France's top administrative court to adapt its policy on plants developed using certain kinds of new plant breeding techniques, such as in vitro mutagenesis. This is in order to adhere to stricter rules for genetically modified organisms. US consumer goods group Mondelez International is being investigated for suspected anti-competitive practices in several EU member states, an EU Commission spokesperson has confirmed to Euractiv. According to a recent study, soft drinks manufacturers in the UK have lowered the sugar levels in their drinks after the government introduced the soft drinks industry levy in April 2018. The levy was introduced to help combat childhood obesity and related conditions such as diabetes and heart disease. Italy's agricultural minister, Teresa Bellanova, has expressed an interest in developing sustainable biotechnology in the light of a milestone agreement on next-gen biotech between Farmers Association, Coldiretti, and the Italian Society of Agricultural Genetics. Ahead of the highly anticipated farm-to-fork strategy, there are concerns that the EU is preparing to lower its food standards and put European farmers in a precarious position. This is as a result of free trade deals with Canada and Japan, and those being considered with Brazil and the United States. Now for the agri-food news from the capitals this week, starting with Greece, where an outbreak of African swine fever, an infectious disease which is usually deadly for pigs but harmless to humans, has added another headache to EU policymakers in Brussels. In Spain, cooperatives and farmers' associations will continue their nationwide protest this week, demanding fair prices for agri-food products and for urgent government measures to boost the sector's profitability. In Germany, a commission, led by the former Minister for Agriculture, has issued proposals for reshaping animal husbandry in Germany, which include support for a tax on animal products, expected to generate €3.6 billion per year. In France, agricultural unions have met the French president before the annual Salon de l'Agriculture to discuss a new ban on the spraying of pesticides within 5 or 10 metres of homes. The organisations oppose the ban, saying it has been especially problematic in the wine sector. The European Commission has decided to withdraw its support for a draft measure which was designed to introduce quotas for small pelagic fish in the Adriatic Sea. The European Commission has decided to withdraw its support for a draft measure which was designed to introduce quotas for small pelagic fish in the Adriatic Sea. The introduction of the quotas, as proposed by the Commission, would have been seriously detrimental to the fishing industry in Croatia, according to MEP Ruža Tomašić. In Italy, according to Farmers Association Coldiretti, the recent drop in extra virgin olive oil prices may result in protests by farmers in the Calabria region. In Austria, the states of Salzburg and Lower Austria will hold elections for the Chamber of Agriculture, a large interest group representing farmers, between the 16th of February and the 1st of March. The UK government has been urged by animal welfare charity, the RSPCA, to enforce a restriction on any lower standard food imports into the UK after the transition period. The charity said that such a restriction would help British farmers reach higher standards. In Poland, as of February the 18th, farmers will again be able to slaughter animals on site rather than in professional slaughterhouses. The agricultural minister has said that requirements will be relaxed and that meat produced in this way will be able to be sold in stores and restaurants. However, vets have expressed concerns about the decision, saying that the quality of products produced in this way cannot be guaranteed. Lastly, in Bulgaria, the chairman of the State Committee on Commodity Exchanges and Markets has said that Bulgarians prefer to buy expensive but quality food products. He added that the price of pork has risen by 30% in the last 6 months due to the spread of African swine fever. However, he said that the sector is beginning to recover due to measures taken by Bulgarian producers. On our radar this week, The agricultural company Corteva has made the decision to terminate the production of the pesticide chlorpyrifos shortly after the pesticide was banned from the EU and the state of California. Corteva was the largest manufacturer of the pesticide in the world. The EU Parliament has approved the EU-Vietnam Trade and Investment Agreements. The agreements contain specific provisions to provide protection for 169 traditional European food and drink products, known as geographical indications. Upcoming events this week include: on the 17th of February, the Agri-Food Chain Coalition is hosting a networking reception to encourage a dialogue amongst policymakers and key business actors with the aim of addressing the challenges of food systems. On the 18th of February, there is an event looking at the role of food supplements for the creation of healthier citizens and a stronger economy in the EU, organised by the European Federation of Associations of Health Product Manufacturers. On the 19th of February, there is the third meeting of the ENRD Thematic Group on Bioeconomy and Climate Action in Rural Areas. This week, the podcast was produced by Euractiv's Agri-Food News team, Natasha Foote and Gerardo Fortuna, with technical support from Malty Kettleson. My name is Natasha Foote. Thanks for listening. See you next week.